This is Monty.
Hey Monty, it's Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good.
Hey, I don't know if you remember, Rich, you spoke back in August about putting some financing in place for your commercial customers. You remember that?
Yeah.
I just wanted to give you a friendly call to see how business has been, and you know if something's come up where we could help out. Have you run into any customers lately? It's kind of fallen under that.
Just pretty slow.
Yeah, what's going on? Just a slow time of year.
But no, it's a little slower time of year in markets. Everything we do is driven by futures markets, cattle, grain. And that's all. Everything's really down. Nothing's worth anything right now. So.
Yeah, I mean, commodity prices are definitely taking a hit.
Yep, nobody's doing a damn thing right now.
I mean, is this typical? Have you seen this type of trend before?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it before. Yeah.
So does this happen along the lines of the end of the year? Because I would imagine a couple customers would rather start bringing on equipment so they have it for the next fiscal year.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see much year-end this year. These guys don't have any money.
It's a little unfortunate, you know.
We've been through it more than once. We'll go through it again. So.
Yeah, and Monty, that's kind of a selling point. If you do have somebody come in for you and they say, or looking to purchase a piece of your equipment, and they say, oh, you know, I can't really afford this right now, don't want to put up the cash. I mean, that's where you tell them, hey, I got a guy who does equipment financing, and, you know, he can, you know, put in a program in place where you don't have to put up any money. Because with our program, we don't have them put down a down payment, which is a huge selling point because that means no money out of pocket for your customers. And then set them up on their payment plan spread out over 5 years for a piece of equipment. So it's not necessarily going to hurt the business at the time. It's going to benefit them, especially if payments are spread out over a longer period, you know.
You're doing all commercial though, aren't you?
Yeah. Do you have any commercial?
We don't know. We're 99% retail.
Ah, got it. But I mean, some of the guys that come in, do you know if, you know, they're business owners?
They're not. No, they're I'd say 99% individual.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that'll kind of pose as a problem.
Well, makes a difference. Yeah.
Makes a huge difference. I wish we did consumer lending. That would probably help you out a huge.
It would help me out a bunch. Way more, I guess, but. Yeah, it was a commercial deal. Commercial-wise, I can count on one hand how many sales we do in a year on commercial, I bet.
Got it. So it's not that many.
No, it isn't.
So what are your typical customers do?
Farm and ranch.
Farm and ranch.
Farming cattle.
Yeah, and none of those guys just are registered as, like, a business?
No, I'd say hardly any of them are. You'll run into a few bigger outfits that are either an LLC, but very few corporations.
Oh, they don't necessarily have to be corp. I mean, if they're just a registered business within, like, the nation, then we can work with them. A sole prop, LLC, anything of that nature.
Yeah, that's, a lot of these guys aren't. You know, they're just not set up that way.
Yeah, and you know, that's not a problem, but I just want you to know that I didn't forget about you, and if you do run across somebody who, you know, falls under that type of category, if they are, you know, a business owner and they need the financing, you can shoot them over our way, man. I'd love to at least keep up with you and do some business to see if there's ways we can help you out.
Sounds good. I still got your information, so...
Yeah, perfect then. So, yeah, if anything comes up, give me a call or shoot them over my way and love to help you out here.
Well, we'll do.
All right, Matthew, it was good talking to you. I'll stay in touch with you every now and then just see how everything's going, all right?
Okay, good enough.
All right, sounds good, Matthew. Take care. Have a great rest of the week, man.